This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness, so don't forget to tune in. If Sunday mornings are tough for you to tune in on, you can always download our shows, previously recorded shows, for absolutely free. A couple ways. You can either go to the My Village Green website, which is www.myvillagegreen.com, and click on the archive show section, or you can go right into iTunes if you have any kind of MP3 player, iPod, or any kind of computer device. You can just type in the search bar of iTunes Essentials of Healthy Living and download it as a podcastable format. It's a great way to educate yourself about different health and wellness topics for absolutely free. We have wonderful special guests, and today is absolutely no exception. We have a great show lined up for you. I'm really excited to share with you. Being a naturopathic doctor who's been practicing in this area for 8 years and having grown up here, I see a lot of people with chronic sinus issues and allergy issues. We know that the Maryland area is known as a allergy center because of its proximity midway between the northern and southern areas of the eastern seaboard. Because of that, we get a lot of flora and fauna that thrive in the north and that thrive in the south that survive in our mid-Atlantic region. So there are a lot of different allergens in this area, and everybody who lives here knows that a lot of people have allergies. Now, we're going to find out that a lot of people all over the country have allergies, and it seems like no matter where I have brought myself to in my travels over my life, whether it was living in Colorado or living in Oregon or in Maryland or wherever I went, it seemed like everybody had allergies to something everywhere. And we're going to be discussing today chronic sinus issues and allergy issues. And we have a wonderful special guest on the phone with us today who is really one of the foremost experts in dealing with sinus and allergy issues from a natural perspective, which is so, so important because anybody who's struggled with chronic sinus and allergy issues and been through the conventional modes of treatment, the options are oftentimes useful but are not curative. They're suppressive. Steroid therapy, allergy desensitization injections, antibiotic therapy for chronic sinusitis issues, they're not always the kinds of treatments that people really enjoy engaging in. And the natural treatments can actually address the underlying causes of why people have sinus issues and allergy issues and help your body to regain a more balanced set point to reduce the inflammation in the sinus passages and reduce the incidences and the symptoms related to these allergies and sinus problems. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce my special guest. Dr. Rob Ivker is a physician healer, health educator, and best-selling author. He is currently the medical director of Fully Alive Medicine in Boulder, Colorado. Dr. Ivker is a board-certified holistic physician, a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians, and Healing Touch certified practitioner. He has been practicing medicine since 1972. For the past 20 years, after curing his own chronic sinus condition, his holistic medical practice has focused on the treatment of respiratory disease, which includes chronic sinusitis, asthma, and allergies, and, of course, the creation of optimal health. Dr. Ivker is the co-founder and past president of the American Board of Integrative Holistic Medicine, co-creator of the annual American Board of Integrative and Holistic Medicine Review Course, the American Board of Integrative Holistic Medicine Certification Exam, and the American Board of Integrative and Holistic Medicine Evidence-Based Curriculum. He is also the past president of the American Holistic Medical Association. Dr. Ivker is a former assistant clinical professor in the Department of Family Medicine and is currently a clinical instructor in the Department of Otolaryngology at the University of Colorado's School of Medicine. He is the author of four editions of the best-selling book Sign of Survival, which is an excellent book, The Holistic Medical Treatment for Sinusitis, Allergy, and Colds. Dr. Ivker has also written six other books, including Asthma Survival, Arthritis Survival, Headache Survival, Backache Survival, The Complete Self-Care Guide to Holistic Medicine and Thriving, and Thriving, The Holistic Guide to Optimal Health for Men. He's been married for 42 years to Harriet, a psychiatric social worker. They have two daughters and son-in-laws and four grandchildren. They live in Littleton, Colorado, and his website is www.physicianhealer.com. Dr. Ivker, that is an impressive bio and resume. You have been a very, very busy guy in your career. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Kevin. Thank you.
Sure. So we're going
to
be.
I wanted to make one change on that that bio. The current website, which is almost completed, but it is up, is fullyalivemedicine.com.
Okay. So if people want to learn more about you, Dr. Ivker, and your practice and what you've been up to, go to www.fullyalivemedicine.com. So today we're going to be talking, as I alluded to, about sinus-related issues. And I just wanted to sort of intro it. I've read a good portion of your book, Sinus Survival, and love it and use it in the principles in sinus survival with my patients on a regular basis. I thought it was really interesting, and I always love when physicians who specialize in a certain area have a personal experience. And I really enjoyed reading the portion of your book where you talk about how you came to this path or impasse where you started as a physician in traditional medical school, learning traditional medical interventions. What made you turn to looking at a more holistic approach to dealing with chronic sinus issues?
Well, that's a very good question, and the simple answer is I was hooked in through my nose. I was suffering with sinus infections for the first time in my life. I grew up in Philadelphia, and I had allergies growing up, as you alluded to early on in the program. Lots of pollen and on the eastern sea, the mid-Atlantic eastern seaboard is filled with pollen, and I was miserable with allergies, but I never had a sinus infection until I moved to Denver for my family practice residency. And just about as I was finishing my residency before I started my family practice, I got my first sinus infection. And during the mid and late 70s, they became more frequent, and I was taking a course of antibiotics for each one of them. And finally, I got to the point where the antibiotics were becoming less effective. Infections were lasting longer, and the sinus symptoms were lingering between infections. So I never got back to my normal healthy state.
Sure, and if you're somebody who suffered with sinus issues, this story sounds very familiar.
It's very, very typical story. Antibiotics are less effective. I'm having symptoms almost year-round, and I finally consulted with my ENT physician, who said to me, "Well, Rob," he said, "I can offer you surgery." He said, "Other than the antibiotics, I can offer you surgery, but I really can't guarantee that the surgery will cure the problem." He said, basically, "You're going to have to learn to live with it." And I was just stunned. It was like a death sentence. I was so miserable. This was 1980. I was 33 years old at the time. And I said, "There's just no way in the world I can live like this for the rest of my life." And it was at that point that I decided I had to go beyond the bounds of conventional medicine because, as you well know, the ear, nose, and throat physicians are considered the experts in sinus disease. It also happens that all ENTs are surgeons, and that's typically the way they approach chronic sinusitis is with a surgical orientation. The problem is that, as I've learned over the years, after curing my own sinusitis using a holistic approach, their surgery really is just part of the symptom treatment, because surgery usually only creates bigger openings into the sinus cavities, and the sinuses are more easily able to drain. So the infected mucus can drain, and you're not as symptomatic. But it really does nothing to treat the causes of the problem. And the primary cause of both chronic sinusitis as well as allergies is a chronically inflamed mucous membrane. And so what I discovered in curing my own chronic sinusitis and my allergies, for that matter, because I don't have either one at this point, was that if you treat the causes, and there are many contributing factors to this chronic inflammation, and those factors are physical, dietary, environmental, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual. It was really a life-changing process for me, and every aspect of my life today, from the way I practice medicine to my relationships, my family, I mean, every aspect of my life has changed as a result of having had chronic sinusitis. So what I originally called a curse, I now consider a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, it's led you to develop a fantastic program that's helped millions of people and really been able to get this information across. And I think it's so important. So many people who have chronic sinusitis, they go down that same road, antibiotics, steroid therapy, or surgery. And a lot of people find even the surgical interventions may give them relief for a year or two. But as you mentioned, if you don't address the underlying causes of what's inflaming the mucous membranes to begin with, it's very common that the symptoms return even after a surgical procedure. So we're going to need to take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Iftikhar, I want you to really go into detail about some of the key concepts and some of the key treatment goals and recommendations that you teach people in your sinus survival program to help them address their chronic sinusitis and allergy issues. So don't go anywhere. When we come back from the break, we're going to be covering a lot of really valuable information. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT PTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back next week, so don't forget to tune in every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we are covering a very, very important topic for millions of people in this country. We're covering the issue of chronic sinusitis and chronic allergy issues. On the phone with me today is Dr. Rob Idker, a very experienced, very well-respected holistic physician who has figured out and designed a sinus recovery program based on his own journey through chronic sinusitis issues that he experienced in his 30s after just completing his medical school training. Through that time, he has developed this program and helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people deal with their chronic sinus issues, and is here today on the radio show to share with you some of his most important findings and knowledge that he has discovered when dealing with chronic sinus and allergy issues. So in the last segment, Dr. Idker shared with us his story, his basic story about getting through his own sinus journey. In this segment, Dr. Idker, I would love for you to explain to our listeners some of the core concepts that you have discovered that contribute to chronic sinus issues, because what we're doing here in your program is we're not doing what the conventional approach does, which is cover up the symptoms, give people antibiotics, give them steroids, do surgery to widen the sinus openings. What we are doing, or what you are doing in your program, is you are addressing the underlying issues. And in order to design a treatment program that addresses the underlying issues that cause sinusitis and allergies, you have to first understand what those issues are. And that's what I would love for you to elaborate on right now.
Okay. The primary underlying issue is in the tissue. And the tissue that we're talking about is the mucous membrane that lines the entire respiratory tract from the tip of your nose through your sinuses and down into the smallest airway. And it's like one continuous tissue, like your skin. It's a specialized skin. And your respiratory tract simply consists of three parts, your nose, sinuses, and lungs. And the nose and the sinuses' primary function is to filter and humidify the air that you breathe and regulate temperature. So, as you can imagine, the dirtier and the drier the air, the harder your nose and sinuses have to work, and their primary purpose in filtering and humidifying the air is to protect your lungs. So, if you have, if you're dealing with air pollution, which most of us who live in really even smaller cities, and most of them have some degree of air pollution at this point, and I know Washington, D.C. has plenty. I've been there. And during the winter months, the air indoors is much drier than it is during the rest of the year.
Yeah, can I make a quick comment on air pollution real quick? I'd love to just touch on something because, you know, in highly populated, densely populated areas, we think about air pollution. You think about L.A., you think about, you mentioned in your book about Denver, and I lived in Boulder for a while, and I saw the haze over Denver. People associate air pollution with your outdoor air, but the reality is most people, indoor air is more polluted in their, even in their own home or in their own building, than even the worst polluted cities outdoor air. And that's because of all of the chemicals that are in the things that we bring into our home. The glues on the carpet, the formaldehyde in the pressed wood, the VOCs from the paint on our walls, the other burning candles and air fresheners. There are so many sources of indoor air pollution in addition to the outdoor air pollution. And that's why it's important for people to do what's called greening your home and try and reduce some of the indoor air pollution. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick so you can go
ahead.
That's
a great, great point. So indoor air can be much more polluted than outdoor air. So here's the problem. We know that the body is a self-healing organism. And the body does heal itself quite well. I mean, a great example would be if you broke your leg and your leg was set in a cast, and you were walking around on crutches for 6 weeks, and you went back to the orthopedist and took an X-ray and told you, Kevin, your leg is now completely healed. We're taking the cast off. You don't need the crutches, and you're good to go. Well, what you did for the 6 weeks was you put your leg totally at rest. You didn't use it at all. And the body healed the broken bone. Well, the problem here is that we're dealing with an inflamed mucous membrane lining your respiratory tract. Well, your respiratory tract can never be put at rest because you're breathing, on average, 20,000 times a day. So not only is it always working, but it's working quite a bit. So the major challenge on, and in my mind, the reason that most physicians are telling people with chronic sinusitis and people who are getting recurrent sinus infections that they're going to have to live with it is because they don't believe it's possible to heal this mucous membrane. And that's been the focus of my treatment program. So the initial challenge is healing it while it's in use.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Secondly, most of the food in the standard American diet, it's the acronym is SAD, and it is. Many, I would say the bulk of the foods that we eat are inflammatory. For instance, the first thing I did in my quest to cure my chronic sinusitis was I eliminated my evening bowl of ice cream, dairy. Milk and dairy are highly inflammatory and also create more mucus. So I noticed an immediate change just from changing my diet. And the diet that I've developed, the sinus survival diet, is anti-inflammatory, hypoallergenic, and it's also a candida control diet. And the whole subject of candida or fungal sinusitis is a major player with most of the and a big contributor to most people with chronic sinusitis, and I believe it's contributed to the increase in allergies. people that may have had mild allergies now have much more severe allergies. And those allergies now include food sensitivities, which people never had before because of the increased inflammation that has resulted from the candida overgrowth. Now, that's another major challenge here. Most people with recurrent sinus infections are taking antibiotics. And what those antibiotics are doing, in addition to killing the bacteria that may be contributing to the sinus infection, is they're also killing the beneficial bacteria, the probiotics in your gut that and that also live normally in your respiratory tract. And they live in a perfect balance with candida organisms. So you have candida and beneficial bacteria living together. And in fact, the good bacteria actually eat the, I mean, that's the candida is their primary food. So when you destroy these good bacteria, you're destroying the natural predator of the candida organisms. That in turn allows for an overgrowth of the candida organisms, and that's when the problems begin. Candida, if you have a normal, healthy population of candida, they don't cause any problems at all. It's when it's, you have this overgrowth and the problem becomes the release of toxins from these millions of candida organisms, and they live mostly in the respiratory tract and the GI tract. And what these toxins do is cause inflammation, and it can be severe inflammation. So now, on top of the chronic inflammation that is contributed to by the polluted air, and I like to think of the air, the polluted air, it's almost as if you're holding a piece of fine sandpaper in one hand, and 20,000 times a day you rub that sandpaper across the back of your other hand. Well, you'd realize that you could never heal the skin, and that's, to me, that's comparable to what's happening when you breathe pollutant-laden air 20,000 times a day. So you have chronic irritation, which leads to inflammation from polluted air. And then on top of that, you've got toxins from candida organisms, if you've been taking antibiotics. On top of that, you've got inflammation that's contributing or contributed from the inflammatory foods. And in addition to dairy, you've got meats and sugar, and, you know, red meat is not only inflammatory, but it also has antibiotics. Much of the meat that we buy, if it's not labeled antibiotic-free or free-range, has antibiotics in it. So, I mean, those are three major causes of the inflammation. And then on top of that, most people with sinus infections and allergies have a weakened or an imbalanced immune system. So the immune system helps to contribute, a weakened or imbalanced immune system contributes to the frequent infections, and it also contributes to the allergies by creating a hyperreactive mucous membrane.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
you become much more sensitive to pollen or animal dander or foods that you never reacted to before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's review. So we're looking at some of the root causes of chronic sinusitis issues, and what you've outlined is air pollution, outdoor and indoor air pollution act as chronic irritants to the mucous membrane, which in turn causes inflammation. Number two, you highlighted some of the issues around diet and nutrition. A lot of the foods that Americans eat, highly processed foods, a lot of refined carbohydrates, bad quality fats like fried foods and high fat foods, all contribute to inflammation. Dairy products are a major culprit as well. Then we have on top of that, yeast overgrowth issues, specifically of candida. When these organisms get out of control, they release a lot of endotoxins or toxins that they produce, which and then also creates inflammation. So we have three major sources of inflammation, all affecting the mucous membranes of our sinuses sinus passages, causing the inflammation that results in the feeling of your nose being blocked, which is sinusitis. And in addition, these changes create abnormalities in the way your immune system functions, which enhances your sensitivities, which drives the allergy response. So I hope that was a good summary, because we're going to have to go to a quick break. How was that, Dr. Ivker?
It was an excellent summary.
Okay.
And the only thing I would add is the common cold.
Okay.
Because the colds trigger most sinus infections, and just the common cold on top of this already mildly inflamed mucous membrane can then cause much worse inflammation.
Is enough to drive it to a full-blown sinus infection. So when
That's
we come
true.
Back from the break, we're going to be continuing this conversation, and Dr. Ivker is going to share with us some of his specific dietary recommendations. He's going to be sharing with us some of his specific recommendations from natural pharmacy for dealing with candida issues and dealing with inflammation issues. So we've got a lot of great information out there for you if you're a sinus or allergy sufferer. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. We are here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness. And today is absolutely no exception. We've had a great show so far. I have on the phone with me today Dr. Robert Ivker, who is an osteopathic physician, a physician healer, educator, and best-selling author. He is currently the medical director of Fully Alive Medicine in Boulder, Colorado, and he has a long and extensive experience in the world of holistic medicine and developed the Sinus Survival Program based on his own journey through chronic sinusitis and allergy issues. In the previous part of the show, last segment, we were discussing some of the fundamental principles associated with the cause of chronic sinus and allergy issues. If you're just tuning in and you want to listen to this show in its entirety or download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free, please go to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show section, or you can go right to iTunes and in the iTunes search bar, type in Essentials of Healthy Living, and you'll get the shows in a podcastable format for you to listen to at your convenience for absolutely free. So Dr. Ivker, in the last segment, we touched on a lot of issues related to the cause of chronic sinusitis, but in that break that we were on, you told me that you left out one of the most important ones that you usually discuss with people. So why don't you share that with the audience right now?
Well, and I usually discuss it last because it's the most challenging to change, and that's the emotional factor. And what I've learned in the in practicing holistic medicine, first on myself and now with patients, is that in this mind-body-spirit approach, there's a mind-body connection that is based on the science of psychoneuroimmunology, a new science that has been around now for almost 40 years, but it's really changing the face of healthcare, and the specificity between the mind-body connection is quite amazing to me. The most of the sinus sufferers that I work with have a very similar personality dynamic that is they're perfectionists. Most people with chronic and recurrent sinus infections tend to be high achievers or people who set high standards of performance for themselves. And if they don't perform up to their standards, they really give themselves a hard time. So the primary emotion that I see is repressed anger. And they're generally angry with themselves for making mistakes. So it's the basis of the new specialty of integrative holistic medicine, what I now call fully alive medicine because of the focus on optimal health, is that that unconditional love is life's most powerful healer, and the perceived loss of love is our greatest health risk. So what these people are doing, the sinus sufferers, are not loving themselves very much because they tend to be perfectionists. And but it's very consistent among all of my patients. So what I'm teaching people with the Sinus Survival Program, people that are suffering with allergies and sinus infections, is basically to love your nose. And So let's get on with the program of how you can do that very, very difficult challenge and love your nose. And I begin with treating indoor air. We talked about how damaging air pollution can be and dry air as well. To the very delicate, sensitive mucous membrane, and remembering that you're breathing 20,000 times a day, that's quite a huge dose of irritating air. So I begin with trying to create as many of those 20,000 breaths being healing breaths rather than irritating. So I use negative ion generators in the home, especially in your bedroom and in your office. If you sit at a desk all day in front of a computer, I have a negative ion generator right now as I'm sitting at my desk, and it's pointed at the computer screen, not alongside the computer, pointed at you, because there are positive ions that are emitted from the computer screen. And I also have one right by my bed. And basically, you're creating a cocoon of healthy, optimal air. And there have been studies on negative ions and how they have benefited asthmatics, several studies. And interestingly enough, there have also been some studies on negative ion-filled air and mood. And ionized air is very beneficial for feelings of well-being. And the highest negative ion contents ever measured have been on mountaintops and by sea coasts. The crashing waves create more ions, and waterfalls and pine forests, the pine needles, give off negative ions. So the earth itself is a negative ion generator. But when we're indoors, we don't get any of those outdoor negative ions into the house. So we have to create our own, and they've already been, the ion generators have been demonstrated very clearly to be effective air cleaners. But you want to be careful to find an ion generator such as the Sinus Survival Air Vitalizer, which does not emit ozone. Ozone is another irritant, and the majority of the ion generators do emit ozone. You also want to clean the air ducts in your home. That's very important, and have a very good furnace filter. I recommend the 3M filter. It's a pleated filter, like an accordion, and they're available in most hardware stores. And indoor plants. Some indoor plants are good air cleaners, and that's good. And in the during the winter months, even in Washington, D.C., which is a very humid climate, during the winter months with the heat on, it gets pretty dry indoors, so you want to use a warm mist humidifier. But we don't have to worry about that right now. But even with air conditioning, the air conditioning can dry out the indoor air. So I really wanted to make that point. And that's the bulk of what I'm doing to create healthy, optimal indoor air. But the humidifier might be helpful in the bedroom. It also might be helpful for you to have a humidity and temperature gauge in the bedroom and in your office, just to make sure that you're maintaining at least the 35 to 55% humidity, which I realize is not difficult to do in D.C., but indoors with the air conditioning on, it might be. I haven't been there, and are you using air conditioning now? Is that on?
Oh, yeah. We've had a pretty good heat stretch here, and people will be using air conditioning for the rest of the year. And I think these tips are really important because, as Dr. Ivker and I were talking about on the break, you can't change the outdoor air quality, but all these steps you can do to change the indoor air quality. In addition, I don't think it would be harmful to start eliminating some of the toxins you put in your home, the cleaning products that have a lot of odor and a lot of smells. You know, you can just get around cleaning products and sometimes feel the irritation in your sinuses. So looking at products that are less, that don't outgas as much, making sure that you try and use paints that don't contain the volatile organic compounds if you can. All of these things can improve your indoor air quality, which, as Dr. Ivker has pointed out, is a really important part of reducing that chronic inflammation that's affecting your sinuses on a regular basis.
Well, it's really a huge part. Carpet cleaning is another important thing to look at. And if dust mites are contributing to your allergies, you might want to consider getting rid of the carpets altogether. So that's the indoor air regimen. And the next thing I do is I go to nasal hygiene.
Okay, well, Dr. Ivker, we're going to have to take a quick break. So when we come back, we're going to pick up the part of nasal hygiene, and we're going to share with the audience some of Dr. Ivker's other recommendations of very, very important nutrients to consider from the natural pharmacy when helping to heal and support, and as he put it so beautifully, love your sinuses. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. Today, we've been talking with Dr. Robert Ivker, who is a pioneer in the world of holistic treatments for chronic sinus and allergy issues, and we have discussed so much interesting stuff related to chronic sinusitis and allergies. If you're just tuning into the show or you haven't had a chance to listen to it in its entirety, I encourage you to go to www.myvillagegreen.com and download on the archive show section of the site. It's on the right-hand side of the homepage, and you can download the show for absolutely free. You can also go to iTunes and type in the Essentials of Healthy Living in the search bar and get the show in a podcastable format to listen to at your convenience for, again, absolutely free. So in this last segment, Dr. Ivker is going to share with us some of his favorite products that he uses for dealing with chronic sinus issues. And of course, these are all holistic and all natural. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let you do that, Dr. Ivker, because I know we're short on time. So please go right ahead.
All right. These are products that are effective not only for chronic sinusitis and preventing recurrent sinus infections, but they also are highly effective in treating allergies. So I do all of these things with my allergy patients as well as the sinus patients. So I wanted to clarify that, because in both instances we're dealing with chronically inflamed mucous membranes. So with nasal hygiene, I use several different items. The initial one is the Sinus Survival Nasal Spray. And it has three anti-inflammatory herbs, as well as grapefruit seed extract, a good antifungal and antiviral. So I recommend using that on a daily basis. Every 2 or 3 hours would be just fine. You can't overdose on this. And I follow the spray with using a drop or two of pure peppermint oil, and we have the Sinus Essentials, which is a peppermint oil jojoba combination, and you swab that around the outside of your nostrils, and it's very healing and soothing to the mucous membrane. The peppermint oil allows for a greater blood flow. It stimulates blood flow and greater absorption of the anti-inflammatory herbs. So I use that, and I also recommend for allergy sufferers the Sinusin spray. That's Sinusin. It's a homeopathic spray that you can get at almost any health food store. The Sinus Survival Spray, of course, is and all of the Sinus Survival line of products are available through Village Green. And you use this Sinusin spray through your pollen season, whether that's 4 or 6 weeks. And as most of your listeners who have allergies realize, there are definitely seasons here. And the tree season we're just finishing with, it's generally March through May. And then we get into the grass pollen season, which is May, June, and July. And then we get into the ragweed pollen season, which is August, September, and maybe into October to the first frost. So if you know that there's a particular season when you're really bad, you want to begin with a preventive program and start right at the beginning, or even a week or so before you expect to see symptoms. And you can start the all of these things that I'm talking about right now, you can start ahead of time. And I also recommend a steam inhaler, and into the steamer you spray a eucalyptus oil, a highly medicinal eucalyptus oil. We have the Sinus Survival eucalyptus oil, and you can also put some of the peppermint oil in, as well as tea tree oil, into the steamer. The steaming is then followed by irrigation. And when you steam, you're loosening up all this thick mucus, and then you go in and flush it all out with a very effective, the most effective and state-of-the-art nasal irrigator is called the SinuPulse Elite. It's a pulsatile irrigator. It's the only one that's been shown to remove biofilm. And the biofilm is a thick of mucus that traps the bacteria and pollen and all the other things that are wreaking havoc and contributing to the inflammation of your mucous membrane. So you want to be irrigating on a regular basis. And again, you can't overdose on any of these things. You can do it 3-4 times a day, especially during the pollen season. You can be flushing out all of those pollen and not allowing them to sit on your mucous membrane and cause further inflammation.
Then there are a number of I also wanted to remind your listeners to just drink a lot of water. It's about a half an ounce per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 160 pounds, you ought to be drinking at least 80 ounces of water a day, and that will help thin the mucus and create a healthier mucus membrane. So that's my nasal hygiene program, and then we move on to the anti-inflammatory supplements, and the natural antihistamines. And the best product we've got for allergies, for treating allergies, and it's interesting because I just met a regional representative for a supplement company, and he was almost ashamed to tell me that he uses this same product, which is from another company. It's our Sinus Survival, Allercide, it's called, Allercide, and it has several natural antihistamines that I've been using for years, and this product combines them all. It's we've got stinging nettles and quercetin and NAC. It's N-acetylcysteine, and there's vitamin C in there. A terrific allergy product, and you take that throughout your pollen season, and you can begin again, as I said, you can begin just a few days or a week before the brunt of your allergy season hits. And we also have the Sinus Survival probiotic, and one of the bacteria in that product, Lactobacillus paracasei, is helpful for treating allergies, believe it or not. And this is something that I learned just recently. So we've got that. We have an anti-inflammatory product called that's specific for the upper respiratory tract called Sinutime. That's S-I-N-U, and then the herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. All of these are available at Village Green. You want to be using these throughout your allergy season, and you want also to be taking some supplemental vitamin C. I recommend Ester C, which is much easier on your GI tract, and it's more easily absorbed. And
so, Dr. Ipkar, I don't want to interrupt. We only have about a minute left, but I want you to.
Last anti-inflammatory is the grape gold. It's a grape seed extract, and it's a potent anti-inflammatory. And the major message I want to leave with your listeners is that if you treat the causes, if you address all of these factors, you don't have to live with sinusitis, and you don't have to live with allergies. And if you're not satisfied with the effect of the antihistamines that you're taking, whether it's a prescription drug or an over-the-counter antihistamine, and you don't like the side effects, these are natural antihistamines that work. So you don't have to live with this.
Can you just quickly share with people, you got about 30 seconds, the tutorial program that's coming out that you're doing?
We have a Sinus Survival tutorial, a 90-minute online tutorial that I'm taking you through the entire process of learning how to treat these problems, the sinusitis, allergies.
And how do people find out about where to go to learn more about it?
Well, it's on the Village Green website, and I also have a webinar training program for practitioners that will allow them to become part of the Respiratory Healer Network.
Excellent.
And you can recommend it to your practitioner.
I will. So to learn more about that program, go to www.myvillagegreen.com. Dr. Ibker, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
You're so welcome.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents Perspective work for you.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. President Obama's top economic advisor says the White House can and will do more to keep the economic recovery going. Austin Goolsbee tells CNN's State of the Union that the administration wants to make it easier for companies to do business.
The president has enacted this regulatory look back in which we go through the 20 big agencies and find those regulations that are outmoded or if they're costly that we streamline to try to encourage investment.
Goolsbee warned against reading too much into last month's reports, noting 1 million jobs have been added to the economy over the past 6 months. A massive wildfire in northeastern Arizona.